Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
If Americans could know just one thing, if Americans could know what I'm about to tell you, I guarantee you Donald Trump would win in a landslide. But first, I don't know how long you've been following politics, but in the beginning of my talk radio career, was right after 9/11, there was a debate about forming the Department of Homeland Security. It was launched under George W. Bush, and whether we needed a whole big new government agency, he insisted we did. We had to secure the homeland from the threat of terrorism. That's literally the mission statement. Could you even have imagined 22 years after it was launched in 2002 that it would be the primary instrument of government importing what essentially is a terrorist army? It's unfathomable. I mean, I'm used to government screw-ups, but this is deliberate. That the Department of Homeland Security would be the primary agency moving potential terrorists and unvettable special interest aliens from Islamic countries. We can't vet them because we don't have relationships with their government, because their governments would lie to us to get terrorists into the country. That the Department of Homeland Security would become the main vehicle moving them into the country at your expense? Well, that would be jaw-dropping. That would be unfathomable. But it's exactly what's happening. And I'm not referring to what's going on at the border, although that's bad enough, as they use taxpayer money to load people onto planes in buses and ship them into the interior that we know they haven't had time to fully vet. This, what I'm about to tell you, is so much worse and so much more shocking. As I've explained before on this podcast, back in 2022, the Biden administration launched something called the CPB1 app. It's an app you can download on your phone. And it was supposed to help process illegal immigrants on the Mexican side. They fill out a form, they get a QR code, and it will speed their entrance illegally, I might add, through our ports of entry or past the border patrol. That way they wouldn't have to do paperwork. They could partner with the federal government to break the law together, because they're still illegal immigrants. It was only supposed to be used for illegals who were at the Mexican border. But then a rumor started to spread around Congress. Joe Biden was using this all over the world, spitting out these QR codes and letting people fly into the country illegally. Congress members requested information. The Biden administration denied the existence of the program. So a group called Center for Immigration Studies sued in a FOIA lawsuit. And it turns out just in 2023, the Biden administration used that app to issue QR codes that allowed 320,000 illegal aliens to simply fly into the country. Allegedly, we're not paying for these flights. But all they had to do was fill out the application online and in they came. It turns out they were coming from some countries that, you know, we can vet them because we have a good relationship with the government, in other countries who, God knows who they are. In fact, they could have just emptied the prison. The good countries we have relationships with include El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Colombia, and Ecuador, and to some extent, Haiti. The bad countries, Cuba, and Venezuela. God knows who these people are. We can't trust their governments. But in they came anyway, in violation of the law. Then, to their horror, Center for Immigration Studies was able to uncover that Joe Biden was also allowing other illegal immigrants from Iran, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Kyrgyzstan, which is 90% Muslim, and Uzbekistan, which is 88% Muslim, to fly into the country. Again, these are illegal immigrants. They're not legally here. They're considered special interest aliens under law. They're not supposed to be here at all. Again, we simply lack the relationships with their government. Afghanistan's government, for instance, is the Taliban, to be able to effectively vet them. It's impossible. And yet, the Biden administration's bringing them anyway. In their write-up on this, the Center for Immigration Studies seemed baffled by the high numbers from Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan. Why those countries? 3,852 from Kyrgyzstan, 1,843 from Uzbekistan. I mean, there's so many other countries with people who'd be happy to vote Democrat at high rates. Why bring in people who easily could be terrorists? I'll tell you why. Because Sunni Muslims vote Democrat at a 90% rate, and Shia Muslims vote Democrat in the low 80s. Once they get to America, and quite frankly, how they vote is all the Democrats give a damn about. In total, that we know of, Joe Biden deliberately took 7,332 SIAs from Muslim countries that are unvettable in 2023. And those are just the ones they've uncovered. Now, for the shocking part, you're like, wait, we didn't already hear the shocking part? No, this is the shocking part. The bulk of these 320,000 illegal immigrants that Joe Biden partnered with to commit the crime of breaking and entering into the country were flown into 43 U.S. airports, mainly into about a dozen of them. So the Center for Immigration Studies followed up on their FOIA and said, OK, we want to know what airports and how many. They're trying to figure out, where do these people go? Well, get this. The government, Biden's administration, argued they shouldn't have to turn over the names of the airports where these people are flying into, or the names of the airports in their home countries they're flying out of, because what the Biden administration is doing by bringing them creates such a security vulnerability that if they publish the information, more terrorists will come. I kid you not. They actually argued that in court. Here's what the folks at CIS wrote. The answer from the government, quote, the public can't know the receiving airports because those hundreds of thousands of CPB authorized arrivals have created such operational vulnerabilities at airports that bad actors could undermine law enforcement efforts to secure the border. In other words, we, the Biden administration, is part of our voter drive to replace voters who just don't understand how wonderful Marxism is. We're creating such security vulnerabilities that if bad guys knew, they might take even more advantage of them than they already are. Here's what the government actually wrote. If disclosed, this would reveal information about the relative number of individuals arriving and thus resources expended at particular airports, which would, either standing alone or combined with other information, reveal operational vulnerabilities that could be exploited by bad actors, altering their patterns of conduct, adopting new methods of operation, and taking other countermeasures. In other words, if more bad guys knew what we were doing to hurt the country, they'd take advantage of it. Now, remember this story we reported earlier this year on the Battleground America podcast, that every night, night after night, 700 to 1,000 Muslim men would line up at the gate at Lukeville, Texas. Lukeville did not used to be a crossing until this past summer when, according to the UK Daily Mail, the border guard suddenly went out there with a blowtorch and welded open a door in the Trump wall, creating one. It was almost as if they didn't want Americans to see 700 to 1,000 mostly male Muslims of fighting age coming through almost every single night in Lukeville. But the story went viral on Twitter after a YouTube reporter started going down there and recording this night after night. It turns out the Organization for Islamic Cooperation was bringing them in, paying their fare, landing them in the desert, and in they went. Again, you can see the Democrats' reason for doing this. Just 17% of Muslims in 2020 voted for Donald Trump. This group is a lot more homogeneously pro-Democrat than even the Hispanic voters they crave. Democrats know if they can get them amnestied and get them on the voter rolls, it's lights out for us ever winning a national election. Want to pause here for just a sec to talk about one of the really cool side effects to the PhD weight loss plan. I loved when I started noticing how much better I looked when I had lost the weight, but I wasn't even thinking about the health side effects and how many of the things I thought were just, you know, part of getting older were actually a part of carrying too much weight. The last time I went to the doctor's office, the nurse congratulated me after seeing how much weight I'd lost. She took my blood pressure and she said, "You must be so proud. You have perfect blood pressure." I wanted to pump my fist in the air and yell, "Yay." In fact, I think I did. It wasn't something that I thought about when I started the PhD weight loss plan. In fact, it wasn't something I thought about until she told me about it. I love having perfect blood pressure. That says to me, I'm going to get to live more years and I'm going to have a better quality of life. What will your surprising health outcomes be on the PhD weight loss plan? Start your journey today. You can do it in any state in the nation. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Now back to the podcast. But is there something else going on here? Remember, the Democrats have already sponsored a bill in the Senate to draft illegal immigrants into the military. Here's Liberal Democrat Senator Dick Durbin touting that bill.
That if you're an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military. And if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Do we need that? Do you know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army and the Navy and the Air Force? They can't reach their quotas each month. They can't find enough people to join our military forces. And there are those who are undocumented who want the chance to serve and risk their lives for this country. Should we give them the chance? I think we should.
Remember, as we've documented on the Battleground America podcast before, the military has already been purged. That's what's actually causing the military's worst ever recruiting crisis. But remember, it's not all recruits. Black recruits, Hispanic recruits, female recruits are all showing up in the same numbers they always have. The decline is almost entirely white recruits. According to the Daily Caller, in 2018, 44,000 new recruits to the Army, or 56% of the total, were white. That number collapsed to a low of 25,000 by fiscal 2023. So it goes from 44,000 in 2018 to 25,000 in 23. Part of that was the shot, and then part of it is just the rhetoric of military leaders.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Jeff Rainforth is the online journalist who first documented night after night, roughly 1,000 Muslim men every night brought into the desert near Lukeville, Texas, by the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. Again, they're all illegal immigrants. But here's the key clip from Rainforth. When he asked the question, do these men know they're being brought in by the Democrats to join the military, though? Yes, they do. Take a listen to what they say when he asked them.
When you get to New York, you do for work. What do?
Work. U.S. military.
Are you going to go to the military?
Marines.
Military Marines.
So you're going to go to the Marines?
Yeah, right. Military. My work favorite.
Can you make it? It's very difficult. Is okay? Are you strong?
Yeah.
You're very strong.
Yeah.
The Marines are very tough.
Marines are maintaining it out. Yes.
Meanwhile, the FBI suddenly wants you to know that Donald Trump and those who serve with him in his administration might be assassinated at any moment. Yeah, as payback for the droning and death of Iranian terrorist leader Qasem Soleimani, who is the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Iran has already launched assassination plots at both Mike Pompeo, Trump's former Secretary of State, and John Bolton, who was his advisor at the time. But suddenly, out of the clear blue, by the way, that was over the last few years, out of the clear blue, the FBI would like you to know this guy's out there and he's probably recruited others to kill Trump and Trump administration officials, and that he frequently travels to Iran and to Venezuela. The guy's name who's targeting Trump is Majid Dasjani Farahani, and they want the whole world to know. They're looking for him. Okay, ask yourself this question. If you're looking for this guy, you know he travels between Iran and Venezuela. You know he might be in the flow of illegal immigrants, probably is, coming over our border, as well as others he's hired. Would you tell him, would you announce to the world you're looking for him? Would you do that? Would you put out a big old wanted poster? Because that's what the FBI just did. Or would you use the element of surprise? Here's what I know. The FBI wanted you to know there's a guy out there who will probably try to assassinate Donald Trump and those around him if he gets the chance. Why do they want you to know that? Why do they want you to know that Trump and the other officials around him during the Trump administration might be assassinated any moment? And why would they mention that at the precise moment when their lawfare strategy, again, coming at Trump with four criminal cases, two in state court, two in federal court, because the state court ones, if he gets convicted, he can't pardon himself, even if he's elected. He can only pardon himself on the federal ones. Yeah, when that strategy is beginning to get a little dented, the most devastating cases against him right now are running into some interference and some obstacles. You choose right now to announce he might be assassinated if you can't catch this guy? That's what they were saying. Finally, the liberal left let us know in the last 28 hours after that 9-0 Supreme Court verdict what their biggest fear is, that you, the voters, will choose your own representatives. Woke Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold couldn't have been more disappointed. Disappointed in what? That despite her best efforts, the voters were going to get to choose the next president. Take a listen, but this is exactly their mentality. They feel they have transcended elections and no longer need or should be expected to consult with the voters because they're so much better and smarter. Take a listen.
My larger reaction is disappointment. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop.
Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.